And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Kim Komando is America's digital goddess. America's most successful radio host when it comes to all things IT. Trusted guide to millions of us as we try to get our way through the thickets of the digital lifestyle. You can hear the Kim Komando show Saturday nights, 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock here on WLS. And we go to Kim for analysis and expertise whenever we have a couple questions, including a question about Facebook privacy. Can we start there? In light of everything you saw, Kim, and good morning, and thanks for joining us. In light of everything you saw with Zuckerberg and all these politicians who couldn't even figure out how to turn on their iPhones or get them to work properly, and one in particular seemed confused on how anybody makes money on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Orrin Hatch, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So how do you make money?
But Facebook privacy, I have been notified by Facebook now that some of my friends may have been compromised. Do we really have to worry about this? But I have never shared that much on Facebook that would be useful to a criminal or a hacker. Do I have anything to worry about?
Well, you know, here's the deal. You know, you may not have thought that you've given a lot of information to Facebook, but if you ever stayed logged in forever to Facebook, so you didn't have to, like, type in your username or password, they have probably much more information than you ever deemed possible or thought possible, because anytime you were logged into another website, they kept track of everything that you did there. So, you know, this whole Cambridge Analytica, you know, we find out now that it's more than 87 million. I checked, I wasn't on the list, but, you know, all of our information is probably in some other database right now. We just don't know the full extent.
You know, when you talk about privacy, and we've talked about this with you before, you look at websites. Let's take this little website that crashed yesterday. I believe it belonged to the IRS. You think about the information you're putting over there electronically. And, John, you say that you've never given out a lot of your information. Did you guys file electronically when you did your...
Our accountant did, in fact. He filed electronically, yes.
Enough said. So with that out there, Kim, how in the world do you protect yourself from being a victim? Is it just due diligence? Do you need to check your accounts each and every day and make sure you're getting a ping whenever somebody uses a credit card or checking your bank accounts and doing your due diligence?
Well, you know what, Ray? It's difficult. It's very difficult because you have to, even though you may not want to, because it's depressing for you to check your credit card statements because you're in the red all the time and your bank accounts, is that you really need to get in there and to look. And you're looking for maybe small charges. You're looking for things that maybe now they're taking a new tactic where it says iTunes or Amazon.com because they know that so many of us are buying item after item and we may not notice this $4.99 charge that later on becomes a $50 charge, and the same thing with maybe pretending to be a Netflix account. You do need to get pinged every time that your credit card is used, and it's a pain in the neck.
I have mine set at $20. Anything north of $20, it gives me a ping. Should I change that to anything north of a couple bucks?
Yes.
You know, it's totally up to you, John, but I have it set every time my credit card's used, you know, whether it's $1, whether it's $500. I mean, I want to know, and I also don't have a lot of credit cards. I've consolidated it down to I only have 2 credit cards right now.
Me too.
And so that this way you don't have everything out there. But, you know, with Facebook, it's going to be a long, tough road for them. About 10% of us have deleted our Facebook accounts. I actually deactivated mine back in, I guess, February, even before any of this hit, because I just felt like it was just this big time suck, and I wasn't getting out of it what
That's so true.
I wanted.
And so I get sucked into it looking at dopey videos. I sign up for some jazz trumpet videos now, one after another, after another, after another. I told my wife yesterday.
They all sound the same, yeah. John. They do.
Isn't that exciting, Kim? Huh?
I used to read a couple hours a day. I would read. I'd sit down with a book, fiction, nonfiction, whatever, classic. And now I'm stuck on Twitter and Facebook. I'm cutting the whole thing out.
No, you know, and when you do, suddenly you sit back and you're like, oh, I didn't really care what my boyfriend in high school looked like, okay? I mean, it doesn't really matter to me anymore.
Kim, before we let you go, I want to ask you, I for my birthday, I received a Nest camera. I think it was more for the girl that lives with me so she could just keep track of me when I come and leave the home. But I ran past the month-long subscription where they record everything, and I can go back and see the Amazon guy throwing packages at my house. is it worth it to have these cameras? I mean, the technology is really cool, but man, they suck you in and then they want you to pay.
Well, I love these cameras. I mean, I think that they provide such a tremendous service. Like, for example, I have a vacation home, and I have cameras all over the vacation home. I saw a property manager go into the bathroom and open up the cabinets to see if there were any pharmaceutical drugs in there. I had a real estate person show the home, and I actually heard the real estate person say, oh, well, these are the drink refrigerators in the kitchen, and then Kim has a wine refrigerator here. And I actually heard the person she was showing to saying, well, of course she does. She's so spoiled.
Let me ask you, during any of that time, did you use their talkback feature?
I was tempted to.
Okay.
I really was tempted to. But so if it's for security, I think it's fabulous. And a lot of people don't realize, and by the way, the Nest camera you can buy on Amazon is like $10. And so instead of just showing a camera, that it's a flower. And so people look at it from a distance. They go, oh, that's kind of a weird-looking flower.
Okay.
But now they have the Nest doorbell, the Nest thermostat. You can go crazy with this stuff. And that's the problem right now with smart home automation, is that you have all these competing standards. And then, of course, you have the Amazon Echo that you can tie into with the Google Home. And then, Apple's HomePod that really works on Siri, which means it doesn't really work.
And before you know it, they're sending out our Social Security number.
Oh. Kim, one more. I want to get your opinion on one more thing. I'm an Apple guy. I was a late adopter to Apple. But at this point, I'm starting to get so many unsolicited spam calls on my iPhone. I'm thinking about going to Android because apparently Google will help you ignore spam calls. They'll automatically send spam calls to voicemail with an Android. Is it worth making the switch? Does this really work? And will iPhone have something similar?
Well, here's the deal. It's a Google Pixel, the Pixel 2, and the entire screen turns red. And it says, don't answer it, don't answer it, don't answer it. Now, it's not perfect. A Pixel 2 XL that I have, it still gets fooled. You also have the Samsung Galaxy S and the Note. They automatically flag suspected spam calls. Of course, you can put yourself on the Do Not Call registry, which nobody ever pays attention to anyway. But there are these programs, these third-party programs that you can put on your iPhone. One is called No Mo Robo, okay? And another one's called Truecaller. And there's Robocaller and Hiya. Basically, is that the best one is this No Mo Robo, and it's about $2 a month or $20 a year. But you can try Truecaller and Hiya. Both of them are free, and see if they do the trick for you.
Kim, thanks for your time and expertise again this morning. We'll be listening Saturday night at 7 for the Kim Komando Show, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, John. Thanks,
Take
Ray.
Care. Take Bye-bye. Care.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890, and you can stream them at WLSAM.com.